Welcome back to Blotter Briefs. Teehee, briefs. Quick takes on one of the myriad true crime properties that don't fit into the main podcast each week. Today, we're looking at a lost society and a lost talent. Counselors, in my chambers for... The Last Resort. The Crime. In 1982, talented photographer Andy Sweet was found murdered in his Miami apartment. His life wasn't the only loss. The Story. The Last Resort, an upcoming documentary from co-directors Kareem Tabsh and Dennis Scholl, the latter of whom also directed a film on the Miami Sound called Deep City, isn't properly a true crime film. Tabsh and Scholl are far more interested in documenting what Andy Sweet documented and reflected as an artist, and nearly four decades on, Sweet's murder seems still nearly too painful for his family and his former photography partner Gary Monroe to contemplate at any length. And as is so often the case, Sweet's death isn't the so-called point of the story. I believe someone says in so many words in a Talking Head interview that dwelling on the why of his death, a drug problem, maybe, that may have extended to selling cocaine, an exploration of his sexuality that may have taken him to dangerous places or exposed him to dangerous people, doesn't bring Andy Sweet back, although some of the details of the aftermath are truly outre in a way you get the feeling Sweet himself would have appreciated. For one, his killer was come across, so to say, in a county jail wearing Sweet's clothes. The point of the story, what attracted me to it, was what was passing from the earth at that time. Per the Kino Lorber press materials, quote, the vibrant and colorful community of Jewish retirees Sweet and Monroe, quote, obsessively captured. A community that sprang up and thrived after the Second World War and through the 70s, then began to morph and die away in the disco era. The description put me in mind of one of the most wonderful books I ever reviewed, Aaron Lansky's Outwitting History, about Lansky's quest to save a million Yiddish books at, in fact, around this same time, when Holocaust survivors were beginning to pass on. The Last Resort can feel a little undercooked in its visuals, possibly because its subject is the artful compositions of Monroe and Sweet. But it smartly relies on those visuals to sell its story, and on the contrast between Monroe's formal, melancholy black-and-white photos and Sweet's color-saturated, candy-fun portraits, often two sides of the same subjects taken minutes or moments apart. And you do get a sense of how Miami Beach evolved from a hot, storm-whipped backwater into a vacation colony of joy and community. If you, like me, celebrate mid-century chrome-age design, from skirted swimsuits and iris Apfelian bathing caps to kidney-shaped coffee tables and silvery upholstery, this is an hour and 10 minutes for you.
It was a beautiful, vibrant community in spite of what people on the outside thought about it.
I have a lot to live. I have a beautiful apartment, and I'm happy that I'm alive.
Did I mention that all the music is fantastic as well? Because it is. What could be bad indeed? I am, as you may know, a big fan of films getting in and getting out without feeling obligated to go 130, so I am reluctant to clock The Last Resort for feeling a bit short. But I do think it could have used another 5 to 10 minutes when it gets to the loss of Sweet's archives in storage, Sweet's brother-in-law's discovery of work prints he could work backwards from in Photoshop for restoration, and the rediscovery of Sweet as a signpost for a certain style of photography and a certain period in American history. And under our current American circumstances, a somewhat more considered look at Miami's significance to our country's idea of itself vis-a-vis immigration policy might have been called for. On the other hand, that might be unfair. That isn't the film's mandate, I get it. But you can't necessarily bring up the shift from Eastern European Jewish culture to Cuban-dominated / youth spring break culture and not take the thought a little bit further. Still, The Last Resort is a diverting, attractive documentary, and you can find it starting this Friday, December 21st, at Quad Cinemas and the Marlene Meyerson JCC in New York City, prior to a national release. But a national release often means two or three big towns, so if you don't live in a place the film seems likely to visit, that's okay, because I will bet you cash money that this ends up on Independent Lens within the year. So if you liked Outwitting History or Finding Vivian Maier, keep an eye out. To let me know what I should keep an eye out for, hit me up on social media. That's Blotter Presents on Facebook and Twitter. You can find my Patreon page at patreon.com/blotterpresents, which is where you can listen to and help choose minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. And if you've got a tough to shop for true crime fan in your life, a subscription to the Patreon page is instant and makes a great gift. And at the $5 level, you can make me write up a rec list for your friend or loved one. Thanks for listening to today's Blotter Brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.